say a 5. If it was a 10, say a 10. Because I got news, that was not anything going through the sound barrier. That's something else, and I don't know what the heck's going on. We need to figure it out and find out. WAJSC.
Call the authorities, Jim, before you waste time with a net.
Yeah, we're going to do that here in a few minutes, Don. We'll do that right away. I'll just give 911 a call and see what they've got.
All stations stand by for further traffic. That'd be the best thing, Jim. Standing by. This is KF4LBG on the Anclote River.
KF4LGB, take control of net. Your assistant controller.
Don't call 911. They'll be too inundated with calls. Call the non-emergency police or fire line.
Station's monitoring. There was a tremor that was shaking everybody up here, and that's a good reason to call a little security situation here. I agree. We'll all stand by here until we get some further information. I've got VHF on the Marine Band, and I can contact Coast Guard if I need to, but everybody might want to just tune in to the local television station, local radio station, and see if you get any information there, and then pass it further along. Over.
Break.
Breaking, go ahead. This is KF4LBG.
KF4LBG in for SCS. I just got on channel 10, and they had the rumbles down there as well, and they have already confirmed it was fighter jets. Apparently, McDill had called the sheriff's office in Pinellas and Pasco, apparently, and told them that they're going to be getting a lot of calls.
Roger, roger. For all stations that didn't get that last, that was fighter jets out doing training missions. We have confirmation of that. Stand down, I reckon.
I told you, I'm way out here in Wesley Camp. We hear them all the time over the Gulf there when the winds are out of the west.
Further, where I am here on the Anclote, the winds aren't out of the west right now. I'm looking at the U.S. flag. But anyway, that's okay, as long as we got confirmation of what that was, because it spooked all of us. We are on a terrorist alert situation here, and we are pretty vulnerable. But that's good information coming back. That's ham radio working for you. Jim, did you get a copy on that?
WAJSC just got off the line with the Sheriff's Department dispatch. It has been confirmed that there is some fighter activity in the area. I guess they're doing training exercises, and they're going to be like this for several days. So if you hear them, do not panic. Okay, not like to a certain degree we did tonight. However, it was a good idea. It shows how fast and how efficient amateur radio operators can be in any kind of emergency situation. The first thing I headed for when I felt them and everything else was a radio. So there you go. Anyway, gentlemen, I appreciate all you guys popping in here. And we'll turn the amateur radio repeater and warn that back to normal amateur radio use. 73 WAHSN. Thanks, everybody.